I want my 5280 gig now!
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by our friends Alamo Cinema Draft House.
Alamo Draft House Cinemas, you dyslexic crazy person. Alamo Cinema Draft House Place, Littleton, Colorado.
Mix it up more.
80179.
This is going to be the best podcast ever.
Is there a niner in there?
Are they?
You on a walkie-talkie?
They're our sponsor.
We love them. They love us. Yeah, last week was fun.
Give me a free movie. You never get the name right.
I get the name right all the time. There are times I get it wrong, too.
It's like 65% of the time.
Actually, I was looking right at him because I was messing it up to see if he was going to correct me.
No, that is not what was happening.
It was. I was looking right at you when I did it.
Yeah. You know what? You can't do visual jokes when there's no visual.
Son of a bitch, you're right.
Sign up for a Patreon. Get us a camera.
That's right.
Smurf was staring.
Sign up for the Patreon that doesn't exist.
We need a Patreon.
We just thought Smurf was being crazy, as usual.
Listen, by the time this comes out, we'll totally have one, right? Right.
Yeah. No. Actually, I have a camera. We just don't have bandwidth here.
You have a camera?
Yeah.
You pick the weirdest nouns to focus in on the conversation.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're talking about, we'll have a Patreon, right? Yeah. Yes, I have a camera.
Yes, have
I have
some.
A camera.
That was
great. Come on. That was the point.
Would you like some coffee?
It doesn't count yes, if it some. Wasn't intentional.
Yes, have some. You don't know how my brain works.
Yes, I do.
Not very well, apparently.
No, it needs some lubrication.
Brain lube? It's right next to the headlight fluid.
The headlight fluid?
When I get back,
I remember that. I'm going to have a serious talk with the Sarge.
All they had was this flag, this stupid flag. So the Sarge is going to kill me.
One day, many moons ago, I had this car, and the taillight went out. And this ties into my infamous got pulled over by a cop on St. Patrick's Day story. But this was the day after. So the taillight was out, and they found out that, like, it was just the bulb. The bulb was out, like, there was nothing wrong. Yeah. So we just go to the store and get a new bulb for the taillight, right?
So you got to replace the headlight fluid, too.
So the guy...
And the blinker fluid, too.
Guy at the stand gives me this upsell of this lube that you put on the light bulb to help.
Oh my God, he sold you headlight fluid.
No, Rick is
no headlight lube. Get it right.
Rick is sitting next to me, cracking up, going, "So it's headlight fluid," and I was like, "You fucking." No, but he's trying to upsell me, and he's all like, "He's so headlight fluid. It's an actual thing."
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's real.
I'm like, "Oh my God!"
That's fantastic.
Because you have to lube up the bulb to push it in.
Do you? Do you though? I don't think it's that kind of hole.
I love how he just like cracks up. So he's like, "Did you just say headlight fluid?
Headlight fluid? Mm-hmm. Headlight fluid?
What is it? The wipe like the." Bolt, was it the light juice or something? What?
Light juice?
No, I can't remember what Gavin said. The blinking juice?
Yeah, you have blinker's fluid.
Yeah.
That's usually the common one.
Yeah, I hear blinker fluid, headlight fluid. Where is this store? I don't know, man. It's just down the street. They got headlight fluid.
I see a soup.
Your reverse horn? Is
all
that working?
All they have is this flag.
Should I take this?
Yes.
Why are you buying clothes?
I guess I'll take this.
This is a podcast.
So, we should probably talk about something.
And on that bombshell.
I was talking about my auto struggles.
No, it's everyone's struggles.
What? Go on.
I'm autoimmune.
I have no idea. We should probably talk about something important.
No, we've never done that.
Never?
No.
Once or twice.
Yeah, go to
we
game
have.
Night every first Monday of the month.
First Monday of the month.
Anyway.
Throw some dice.
Yeah. Alma Draft House Littleton.
Or you can come join us this weekend at Dink.
You should.
Dick?
Dink.
Dick.
Drink your tea.
Raise your drink.
You better now?
No, you.
No, I'm good.
Why do I need to? I said dink.
Drink your tea.
He said dick.
Okay. You said dick first.
I did not.
You
I
did.
Said dink.
We're going.
Dink. You know what?
This
I'm gonna back this up because I know I didn't say dick.
I know what you said. I just you're getting to that dehydration where your mouth and your tongue are fighting each other.
I heard dick.
So go ahead, just take a drink.
Anyway, all dink right. is this weekend.
Dink is this weekend.
Dick is this weekend.
I'll be there getting belligerently drunk.
When you're cute like me, dick is every weekend. Anyway. Second of all,
ba-dum-bum.
Denver Inc. Dink.
Dink. Denver Independent.
<Bless you. laughs>
Good Lord. Yeah.
Anyway.
Somebody bring a towel.
Yeah, sorry, towel. A towel.
I will end all of you. Except for Red. Red's cool.
She almost spit out her tea.
Wow. Just to see a 5-foot nothing girl crawl over the table to kill you would be entertaining
Again,
as hell.
We don't have a camera.
No, we'll narrate it.
All you will hear is just
and
crashing
she's aiming
noise
for my throat.
And swearing.
A lot of swearing and the little pitter patter of Tao's feet.
What do
the
you
pitter
mean?
Patter.
I'd be destroying things with throwing pimbly. Chairs. You really think the sounds give off a pitter-patter noise?
So all these shenanigans are available live at Dink this weekend at booth 355.
355.
I'll be there drunk.
And you should
wearing
be, too.
Wearing
a helmet.
Yes,
and you should
which
too.
Is wise because Tao is going to throw shit at your head.
Yes. Are you going to be there?
Or she's going to assassinate you.
Wait, what
you.
Day is it?
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
I could probably go Sunday, but not Saturday, because I work.
She works. Work. She has
yeah,
a
yeah, you
job.
Have a muggle job. We know.
Okay, don't fucking at me, bro.
Totally.
What, you mean
you.
That you like getting
you
paid
money?
You
have the coolest muggle job. You work in a video game store. So,
yeah,
I
but
mean.
It's like being blue-balled to the highest degree. You get to watch everyone play video games, and you can't.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, that's
yeah, the biggest form of blue balls known to man.
I don't think that's
I got
true.
You beat.
I mean, strip clubs, yeah. But by the way, we had an Apex tournament at a strip club.
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
You had it at Diamond Cabaret, didn't
oh,
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
where,
I
is my
where was I? I wanted to go.
Where were you?
Yeah, I didn't get the invite, Tao.
So
I mean, you could have just gone.
Is it on the other side with the steakhouse, or did
no,
they
no,
keep
it?
It?
It was at the After Dark. So they have like two. They have two different rooms.
Hell
so that we had
yeah.
the bigger room this time because the one for Call of Duty there was like over 100 people in that room,
right.
And it's really hard to fit that many people in that room. We had 93, and it was pretty good. But it was really funny because during intermissions there were topless dancers. They can't be full nude because you know 18 plus.
Right.
But
there's
it was,
alcohol.
I realized that my new aesthetic is watching nerds try to interact with strippers.
Oh my
because
god!
Because they
turn, I don't want
to
hear
like
it.
Once the girls kind of like go up to touch them, they kind of freeze like deers in headlights. And I love it. I
got a handshake from a stripper.
That is
stop,
awesome.
I could not stop laughing.
To
at
be
that.
Fair,
it was amazing.
Most of those kids act that way just around normal girls.
Yeah. They,
oh, yeah.
they can be fully clothed.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it was funny because like
fully
one guy was like so shy, and it's funny because like the one
he
of the
pass
girls
out?
No, he was kind of like stiff as a board, but then like when he was putting like money in like her underwear and stuff like that, he did like the gentle, how I would describe it as the excuse me, ma'am, you dropped your purse like, kind of touch.
That's so
yeah, like,
awkward.
The gentle excuse me.
Can
like,
I put this
touch.
Money in your underwear, ma'am?
It was adorable.
It just seems like the oddest place to have.
No, it seems like a great place to have a gaming
I mean,
convention. Are you kidding
of
me?
All like, so I messaged a lot of my friends when it was going on that I was at a strip
Where
club.
You didn't, you didn't message me.
No. My friends who were. Like who used to be pro players?
Oh, okay.
For games and stuff like, they're like, "What the hell? Why am I not there?" They're
Again.
Like, "I would love to play video games and have titties." Like,
who
did
wouldn't?
Did you text your Brit friend that was here in town just a couple weeks
oh,
ago?
Oh, he already knew about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean,
I
mean, I had to tell
my. Why didn't you tell me?
He's British. He gets titties.
I like games
all the time.
And boobies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you, next time I'll tell you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we could just spectate and just
we'll
watch
just
the hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd totally do a play-by-play there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my
it, it
God.
Was,
we should
was,
be announcers
yes.
for that.
Yes. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
I can be the straight man that totally messes everybody's names up, and he can fix it.
No,
ah.
He
no.
would be the color.
No.
I'm the color, huh?
But it was fun.
You
it
can't
was fun.
Say that
it was
anymore.
There was a lot of...
Color commentator?
No.
They were all so shy, though. It's like they've never seen a titty in their life.
No, they haven't.
not in person, only on a view screen.
It was funny because
you can't dodge a ball, Cotton.
One of my friends, so one of the customers that goes to Clutch, she brought one of her friends and brought him up to the stage, then ditched him at the stage, And when he came back, his face is all flustered. I'm like, aw, did the virgin get a touch of titty?
Oh.
He hates me, but we became good friends.
Great.
Shots fired.
Yeah, no, literally, you owe shots for that comment.
So if you go down Colfax a little further east from there, you will run into McNichols, which is where Dink is being held this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, we were talking about something important. So what goes on at Dink, Smurf?
Dink
do
is
tell.
The
no
independent underground comic convention. Oh, my God, I don't want to see that.
No. Yeah, you do. It's happening now. I'm going to get some hot art girl to draw my
looks
zitties.
Like I'm going to have to go.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge. Red's on that.
You want to draw my titties?
I will bring my face paint.
All right.
I have some Mayroom Paradise,
you know what? That's
but not
what
very
I meant,
colors.
But
okay.
I'm down. All right.
I like that. Would you like your bomb red?
That's
oh
good
God.
Humor.
Oldie but a goodie.
Classic. Classic visual gag. Nobody can see.
Nobody can see. One of the guests is Dennis Kitchen, who basically is one of the founders of Underground Comics. He basically started this this movement back in the 70s.
So he didn't invent the kitchen.
He didn't invent the kitchen.
I'm just disappointed now.
But he spent a lot of time in there. Bill Amend, who is the creator of Foxtrot, will be there. Who is amazing.
Can I ask these people stupid questions about their art?
If you would like to.
Hell yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Are you stupid or do you have questions that you're just like, I think they're stupid, but I hope they answer them?
Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah. Then that's fine.
That sounds like me during most of my interviews.
Great.
And then he'll fuck up their names.
That's right.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan. And Ralph Baskey is also going to be there. Now, this guy is a legend, and I thought he was already had actually passed away. He's
not dead yet.
He's not dead yet. He was responsible for the art of the original Lord of the Rings cartoon, Wizards, Heavy Metal. I mean, all of, I mean, this man is a legend.
Okay, but is it like that scene in Monty Python where the guy is just like, I'm not dead yet?
Pretty much.
And then they smack him to knock him out and throw him on the cart.
So he's one of the original illustrators and animators on that?
Yes.
That's rad.
And I'm excited to see this gentleman. I'm hoping that we can get him on the podcast. I think he's 88 years old, and I would just love to have him on.
Yeah.
It's just...
Sign my Blu-ray copy of Lord of the Rings.
Bring it, The Hobbit. I mean,
the animated version.
No, nothing new.
No, yeah, the new. I'm gonna have him sign that. You'd be like, here, asshole. Sign this
one. You're funny. Yeah. Just throw it at you. So he will be there this weekend. There's three floors worth of independent, underground, and Lord knows what else, because it is quite the entertaining menagerie.
I should find somebody to design a tattoo. I'm just going to hound artists until somebody designs a tattoo for me.
Okay.
I accidentally did that today.
Good job.
You hounded someone for a tattoo?
No.
You designed a tattoo.
I designed a tattoo. Ooh. Well, I had this. So my girlfriend came over to help me clean up my office because...
Steamy.
Stop it.
It was starting to look like an episode of Hoarders. And
that's how my entire apartment looks right now.
So she was helping me sort through some stuff, and she found one of my pieces and went, I would have that tattooed. And I said, well...
There you go.
There you go.
Exactly. So I'm just going to go around and artist like, will you draw me a tattoo?
So, yeah. That's
I'll record what happens. And
all right.
Body cam.
Yeah,
we're
going to
film
GoPro.
That. We're going to film that. we will have a special limited edition print available at our table, 355, available for purchase. Hector goes to Dink.
It's
a spooky tale.
It is. It's a Hector's miserable adventure.
Yeah. Can you get the title right, please?
No. I mean, he's not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
That's just the name of the book. The book is still in progress. This is a teaser. It's going to be fun.
It's cute.
Hell yeah.
He's like...
He's freaking adorable.
Yes. Speaking of adorable, Dwayne Johnson says he's going to be shooting Black Adam next year.
Hell yeah. Because, spoiler alert, he's not in Shazam.
He is not in Shazam. However, Shazam is a critically acclaimed hit.
It's good.
Everybody is
I loved it.
Raving how good... Captain or Shazam, sorry, is
slip of the tongue.
Do you think it's because they kind of went a little Ant-Man?
That is exactly what I think it's doing.
Now, see, I remember before this movie came out, you said, oh, it's not going to be good. Oh,
okay, and I have gone three different ways on this. The first trailer pissed me off. I'm like, not going to see it. Second trailer, I was in. Third trailer, I was like, nope. And now everybody's telling me, yep.
So good.
And I'm like, son of a bitch.
I could have seen the screening. Not.
It's definitely full Ant-Man because it's so ridiculous in how they play it off. Like, I mean, if you know the story of Shazam, he's a 15-year-old kid, gets turned into a superhero by a wizard named Shazam. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Touch the fucking things.
Yeah. Speak my name and take my power.
Captain Sparklefingers.
Captain Sparklefingers.
I didn't see that trailer where he's just like, just say my name, Jesus,
Billy.
And I think it's great. Right? And I'm upset that, of course, Black Adam is not in it. Who's
nope.
I love. You can't really call him a villain, but you can't call him a hero. Yeah. He's a monarch. He's like Doctor Doom on steroids with magic powers.
He's a great villain.
He is.
So like Doctor Strange.
He mopped the floor with Doctor Strange.
Bigger and more muscular.
Yes. Attitude.
It's not a one-off. It's a comparison.
I guess
freaking God.
He doesn't cast spells like Strange does. But he's
Doctor Strange isn't really a superhero. He's more of this guy who has a job, and his job is to keep people from interfering with stuff. That's his job.
Yes.
And he doesn't really fight for good and fairness. But he also isn't really a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Either, so it's like, well, so that's kind of what, and you're saying that this guy is like that, and I'm just like, is it like this?
But he's more evil.
He's more evil.
Oh.
Strange has a code. Black Adam will kill you.
Yeah, it's the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah. Yes. Like I said, he's Dr. Doom on steroids.
It's Strange. Well, who am I to judge?
Are we using our made-up names? I'm Spider-Man.
No, yeah, they set up really well for a sequel. The weird thing, though, is it takes place in the... Obviously, it takes place in the DC universe, right? But it takes place in, like, you know, the Aquaman and the Batman v Superman universe. But now they're changing all of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... I'm not going to spoil anything. There is a cameo. And I think the internet has kind of spoiled it for a lot of people. But because certain actors may or may not be back for certain things, it's very strange.
I heard Henry Cavill is supposed to show up, even though that they've...
He doesn't, spoiler alert.
Yeah, because they've sidelined his character. Cavill still wants to continue as Superman.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is pulling back because they're pursuing other interests as far as characters, which I'm not opposed.
No, it's just strange that... This one, you can tell they want more out of this.
Right.
And since it's doing so well, they can do more. But it's really hard for me to take it like, oh, yeah, no, it takes place in the Batman v Superman universe, but it doesn't at the same... I don't know.
It kind of feels like a Klingon situation.
Yeah.
Where the, we do not speak of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes. It's almost like, oh, we're not...
The Captain Kirk
We're just going to leave that alone, even though they always reference, you know, Batman and Superman and Aquaman.
Well, even in the trailers, there's jokes of, like, send Batman at him, you know, or call Batman. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard...
He throws a Batman toy at him.
I've heard rumors...
It's fantastic. He's like, get him, Batman! It's fantastic.
I've already heard rumors that they're trying to figure out of doing another Justice League with Wonder Woman, Aquaman, now Shazam.
I can see that.
And they said there's another character, but they're not relinquishing who it is. I have a feeling they're going to try and squeeze Green Lantern back in.
I'd be fine with that.
Just
do them right.
Yes.
That's all I care. I don't mind if you do another Green Lantern movie.
No. I just want to write one.
Make it better.
Yes.
So we were talking the other day because we were remembering that Ben Affleck tried to be Daredevil and that was a disaster. And then Ben Affleck tried to be Batman and that...
That was a disaster.
Okay. That wasn't bad.
I mean, it's nowhere near his Daredevil fiasco,
no.
But still...
I can at least... What I liked about his Batman was he had some good one-liners. And I'm like, never heard Batman make one-liners, but... I don't know. I'm kind of a fan.
It was just really. I think the. But not the point I want to make. But now we think that he should try maybe being a villain. Maybe it's time for Ben Affleck.
I can
see him as a villain. I don't know what villain, but I can see him as a villain.
Condiment Man, obviously.
Calendar Man.
Kite Man.
Fight!
No, can you imagine him as like a Joker or a Lex Luthor?
No. Lex Luthor, maybe. Joker, no.
I
It beats Joaquin.
The problem is
that.
Oh,
and that's another
screw
thing.
That trailer.
Does that take place in the same universe as Shazam? Or
supposedly
no?
Supposedly not.
It's so confusing because they're like, oh well, he's our new Joker. But then I just read an article where it's like, but Jared Leto might still be the Joker in that universe. And I'm like,
what?
Okay, you guys need to get everybody together, like Marvel has, and have one team deciding this.
So here's the down on this. Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is an independent kind of what else?
Oh, it's a what-if story.
Yes.
Oh, so is it like Killing Joke-ish?
Elseworld, what if?
That's what it sounds like.
It's not Killing Joke,
well,
but it's another story out of Legends of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, because I was thinking like as a,
yes,
another story.
Just without Batman.
Without Batman. And the Legends of the Dark Knight has this amazing story that shows Joker back in the day as far as down on his luck. His home life is horrible, and he's just trying to get by. I personally hated this trailer with Joaquin Phoenix.
I think it looks okay. I'm not stoked for it.
I think it's sending the wrong message.
Yeah.
Of again, angsty people beating the hell out of this poor guy who's just trying to be in the clown suit and spread joy. It's not the Joker that... The crazy Joker, the unhinged Joker. This is a guy that, you know what, he retaliates.
Joker.
Yes.
No, this is justifying school shootings.
Yes.
Joker.
Yeah. It, my problem is it really seems to be like, well, no, society are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, but here's the thing. People don't in real life. I look at real life realistically. You go, nobody's just going to beat up a guy for wearing a clown suit.
No.
Unless
it was during that time where there were all those clowns.
That's different.
But that is a different circumstance.
Yeah,
there were some really creepy ass people that were trying to abduct kids and stuff like that. So
it's a weird trailer.
I don't know. I mean, if it's just like one guy in a clown suit, then why?
The idea that the world done do me wrong and therefore I'm justified in my psychological break and my killing spree is outdated. It's juvenile, it's lazy, and it's not what we need right now. We don't need this kind of bullshit in our fiction, much less our reality.
Because when I'm watching it, I feel when he's getting beat up.
Oh, you feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him. Yeah. I'm like, you know what?
I shouldn't feel bad for the Joker.
Dip them in the acid. They deserve it.
You should feel conflicted about the Joker.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what Heath Ledger's Joker did so very well.
Yeah.
That being said, I hate Heath Ledger as the Joker. But his Joker was better because he never got a confirmed backstory.
No.
And he was not a sympathetic character.
Not at all.
He was not sympathetic, but
he brought up good points.
You started to see his point of view, and that's what made him an unnerving
villain.
Even
that's what makes good villains.
That is what makes good villains. Even in the Killing Joke and stuff like that, it was all the process of grooming and with him and his mother. It wasn't society; it was how his mother raised him and treated him and stuff like that. And that's what screwed with his brain.
With Psycho, the classic, the idea that there is this villain, this monster creature running a hotel and killing its guests, but that moment where you start to realize you're rooting for him,
that's a good turn. It's a good villain.
That is what we want. That is what we want from the Joker.
Yeah.
And you can't get that by explaining why he's allowed to be a monster.
Yeah.
You can't do
that's
that.
That's not how this works.
You can't justify those actions.
I don't know.
No.
I'm going to go see it. I'll probably not enjoy it as much as I feel like I should.
Yeah.
Because a Joker solo movie, I feel like you could get away with a lot of good stuff. But
I think so, but they're coming at it at the wrong angle.
If you're willing to do the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Because the Jared Leto Joker, as much as I don't like that character, I still think it's a better representation of Joker for this age. We're taking a step backwards with the Joaquin Phoenix.
He's the hardcore gangster, he's all in for the money and the.
First of all, that was Two-Face. Like, what the hell are you doing?
that's the thing is you're like, there are other DC villains we could do.
Yeah, I feel like
there's other Batman villains we can do.
But I feel like they're also taking like a Beowulf, like when they did the movie for that, where it's like he had. Like, we need to make him, like, relatable and flawed and blah, 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 so people could relate.
Yeah.
But it's like, First of all, Joker. He's psycho.
Did you not read Beowulf? He started out that way.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, when you...
That's okay. I know no one who worked on that movie read Beowulf.
It's no, hard. Not at all.
Like, Angelina Jolie
well, but
might
then again,
have.
Also, like, the standpoint of how different... Oh, my God. Grendel's mother, the whole...
That doesn't make
weird
any
heel
sense.
Thing. The weird golden, like, stiletto heel that she had on the back of her foot. That was weird. That was so weird.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was billing. It was. How do we? We're not gonna show
this movie.
No, we're not gonna
gold tits.
Well, that too. But no, I mean, Angelina Jolie's like, no, you have to show my face. Like, you have to. I have to. Yeah. I have to be represented.
Represented is a perfect word. Yeah. So DC is doing some weird stuff.
DC is doing some weird stuff. I don't know if they're going to be able to wrangle this monster.
I don't think they will.
They might.
Shazam
be able to.
Is a good movie. Go see Shazam. Word is still out on Joker.
Yeah, I mean, you got time for Joker because that hasn't even landed yet.
Yeah.
Black Adam, they're saying we won't see it until at least 2021 or 2022.
Oh.
And then, of course, the third film, they're already saying Shazam and Black Adam are going to...
Are they going to finally fight?
And that's the third film.
Wait, that's going to be the third film?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, go watch a different DC thing. Go watch Doom Patrol.
Which Did you watch it?
I love Doom Patrol.
How is
so
Brandon Fraser in there?
Hysterical.
My God, I love Brandon Fraser. Anything with Brandon Fraser, I will watch.
Yeah. No, it's funny, and it feels a lot like, you know, because it came out about the same time as Umbrella Academy.
Same weekend.
But it feels like the wackier, like it's like the Looney Tunes version of that, which is so weird, but it's so good. I'm really enjoying it, and I shouldn't be.
Did you actually pay for the subscription?
Maybe.
Wow.
It's
you,
worth
you
it.
You are making some money over
it's,
there
it's
at Voodoo
worth
Donuts.
It. I had Voodoo
His
Donuts.
His badge says champion.
Champion. Champ badge. Yeah, no, but it's Doom Patrol's good.
Because I really do want to watch Doom Patrol. Out of the ones that are on the streaming service, I really do want to watch Doom Patrol.
There's a lot of it where you're just like, how the hell did we get here? I don't understand.
Right.
I don't know what's happening.
I think that sums up DC in a nutshell.
But it works for this show because it's like all the other characters are just like, what the shit just happened? Like, and they'll say it out like, what just happened? I don't understand. There's a goat that just farts out words and you're just like, and then it turns out the goat is a doorway to another dimension. You're just like, oh, okay.
Well, that
makes
sense.
Oh, yeah.
Room
sure.
with a moose.
Yeah. It's that kind of bonkers where I'm just like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Because I really want to see Timothy Dalton in as, you know, the Professor X character, which looks great.
He's not in it as much as you would like, but what's his name? Alan Tudyk as Mr. Nobody is...
Mr. Negative?
No, he's Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody, you're right.
Sorry,
my Doom
he's
Patrol
He's like the narrator, and he breaks the fourth wall.
So
and he's trying so hard
and
to
he's
be Deadpool.
Villain.
Now you're getting the names wrong
good.
After he's corrected it.
It took me a minute. I was like, Mr. Negative is...
No, he said it right, and then you tried to correct him with it was, the wrong
No, it's
name.
Mr. Negative.
No.
I'm watching the show,
damn it. I've been there.
And there's Nazis.
Oh, there's always
For some
Nazis.
Reason.
There's always Nazis.
Yeah. Old Nazi scientists.
Stop Anagrate. It.
And, of course,
there's
Candy.
There's Nazis again.
Candy from Two and a Half Men.
Uh-huh.
Werewolves.
Yeah,
a girl who's schizophrenic who has different powers with every different personality. It's fantastic.
Anyway.
Go watch Doom Patrol.
What else is going on?
Yeah, we talked about DC a lot.
We have talked about DC a lot. Let's talk about a bleak future as Terminator Dark Fate releases some official photos.
Ooh. I don't want to talk about DC anymore.
Old man Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh.
But not only old this man is Schwarzenegger is old man, old woman Linda Hamilton is actually in this film.
Oh, she's coming back.
She is coming back.
Wow.
And
so what timeline is this? What's
honestly,
the timeline?
I honestly think this is Terminator 2 because the timeline got reset. All of the other timelines do not count.
What is...
Did you not see the last one with what's-her-name from Game of Thrones?
You know what?
It's weird. It's so weird.
This is giving me a migraine.
So supposedly this is supposed to take place after Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh, okay.
So the timeline has somehow been... Oh, reset.
Are we just pulling a Halloween where they're just like, only the Terminator 1 and 2 happened?
Yes. And
that's fine with me.
And that's it. Which right, I'm okay with.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I like these hard resets where it's like stuff is getting too convoluted and you're like, no, We're just going to go back. None of that other stuff happened. Those are what-if stories.
And you know what? I'm fine with that because I like the premise. I'm curious to see how they work Ernie back in it.
The poor man. He's going to be on crutches during this movie where he's going to have a cane.
We got to get to the chopper very slowly. I have arthritis. We got to go.
Somebody wheel me over.
Linda looks great.
My pecs are
very saggy.
I need to sit down.
Now.
My legs are tired.
The rest of the podcast will just be our
our mediocre Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. And go.
I can't even do it.
Killing Gunther. That's all I see when
Killing
I look
Gunther.
At him now.
Oh, God. Killing Gunther is so amazing.
It is.
I still have to watch.
You're going to. I've got a date scheduled.
All right.
Fair enough. I'm just curious to see how, if they do put an end to, I'm sure they won't end it, but.
No, they it makes money.
Yeah. I'm
not off me, it doesn't.
Do you think it's going to tie into the TV show, the Sarah Connor Chronicles,
God,
that nobody
God,
watched?
I hope not.
That nobody watched.
That was a train wreck.
Do you know which one I actually like that nobody else likes? Oh, God. Is it Terminator Judgment Day? It's the one with Christian Bale. I actually really like that movie.
Oh, I think that is maybe Judgment.
I think it is Judgment. I actually really like. I shouldn't, but it's like that butter on the popcorn.
But
it's like it's unnecessary, but I like it.
It's violent in all the right places.
Yeah.
And John Connor is such a tool in
that.
And
it's the only PG-13 one. Because that was when they were trying to be like, well, should we appeal to mass audiences?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. I think this is going to appeal, and if what's-his-name comes back as well. God, I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's
Arnold
better.
Schwarzenegger.
You'll just screw it up anyway.
No.
The guy who played Kyle Reese back in the day?
No. He's, no he's,
is he dead?
No.
Or
no,
is he crazy?
I think he's crazy.
Okay.
He's very crazy. James Cameron. If Cameron's involved in this as well, this stands to be a very impressive
train wreck.
Yes.
A really high budget train wreck. Fantastic. Just the way I like it. No, I mean,
maybe John Connor's
I'll take another Terminator movie. Why not? We're just going to keep cranking them out. We might as well just keep watching them.
Speaking of cranking
them. It's like the Transformers movies.
Exactly. Speaking of cranking them out, Disney is going to be continuing the Alien and the Planet of the Apes franchises.
Okay, can we just get rid of Prometheus and the other ones?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Because I don't mind. I liked the last one, which.
Well, that's because it was completely bonkers.
Well, yeah, and they went back to actual aliens, and it wasn't
yes.
just like the Prometheans and all that other crazy nonsense.
Now, I
or
don't.
The before people, whatever they're called.
I don't know if I have issue with it or not, them genetically building the alien from the synthoid.
I don't mind the idea of it that he created them, because it's like we had to figure out where they came from somewhere.
No, we don't.
I always liked the theory and the stories that it was built of, that they were built by the predators
for them to hunt.
Yes.
I do still like that idea, and maybe we can go back to that, but they don't want to cross over Predator again because they're two different franchises now.
No!
Yeah.
Predator's
they become separate.
No, Predator's too busy dealing with Archie right now.
That is
one of the most hysterical comics. We should talk about that another time.
That's actually true.
Everybody should read the Archie versus Predator comics because it's so weird, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was real at first.
No, it's real.
I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke.
Obviously, I know that now.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to cross the franchises again.
No, not anymore. Because it's like crossover movies are great. Freddy vs. Jason is good. The first Alien vs. Predator is good. We don't talk about the second one, but
originally the Predator and the Alien existed in the same universe. The way that Spider-Man and Thor exist in the same universe before the movie where they crossed.
They had Easter eggs that's a thing because the alien skull was on the Predator show.
Correct.
That's why both those. My age is showing and I don't freaking care anymore.
Because it is the one Easter egg in the original Predator on the back wall. There's an alien.
It's Predator 2, actually.
Predator 2. Danny Glover's in there walking around and it's his skull
Predator.
Is right there.
Yeah, the Predator franchise. Did you see the newest one? It's not bad. It's got a weird thing.
The 2018 one?
Yeah, it's got a weird thing near the end where they're talking about.
Is that where they get snatched to the other planet or something?
No, that was Predators. That was with Topher Grace as a serial killer.
I did
that
watch
one was
the
weird.
Predator. It was
it's okay.
It was
okay.
Topher Grace has found his calling as a
doorstop.
I was going to say as a
unhinged villain, but yeah.
I don't mind him as unhinged villain. He does fine doing that.
He does a little too fine. It's a little too
and everybody's like, where does he go when he doesn't do movies? Because you never hear about him.
No.
And then he'll just show up in a movie and you're like, oh.
He lives in a bunker, I'm convinced.
Because I don't think I've never seen.
Bus.
Yeah, I've never seen like a celebrity TMZ
photo. No, don't see him on TMZ ever.
Ever.
It's
so
weird.
You never see him at an after party either.
No.
He doesn't go
to parties.
He does not hang out with any of his co-people,
co-hooters. It's super weird.
Well, and I was waiting because when he did Spider-Man, the third one, I was waiting for him to like do something, the red carpet.
No, you never see him.
Not a thing.
It's super weird.
We didn't know he was in Black Klansman until we were watching Black Klansman.
He's not in any of the trailers, I realized.
No, and
I noticed he's in like he might be in like one in the background, and I was like, that's weird.
Way, would you see his performance in Black Klansman compared to the real guy?
Isn't he the Grand Wizard of the KKK? Yeah, I think I saw him in like one shot, and that was kind of it.
It's uncanny. You're just like, oh,
yeah.
This is a little on the nose.
But, you know, new Alien movies, huh? From Disney.
I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out.
I didn't mind Danny McBride in the last one.
He
made a good space cowboy.
The Queen is now a Disney princess.
She did.
Huh?
The Alien Queen is a Disney princess.
No, she's like Elsa. She's still a queen.
He's right. And that doesn't comfort me at all.
It's on my name
tag. Wait, but does she get a tiara? Right.
If you can find one
she's
big enough to
crown
fit on her head.
Thank you.
Sorry, crown. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Red stumped.
Wait, so then,
isn't it weird that Disney owns all that?
Wait, so does that mean that they have to redo that scene in Wreck-It Ralph 2 with all the princesses?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the alien
the
queen.
The alien just kind of hanging out
there.
How
funny would that be? That'd be fantastic.
Well, and the same thing with Planet of the Apes and Avatar also falls under this Fox merger.
We can not make another Planet of the Apes. That'd be fine.
No.
I'm kind of done
I liked Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I thought that was fine.
I mean, weren't we done with it when Charlton Heston was still doing it?
I
was done.
Yeah, then they made those ones with the first one of James Franco, which I actually kind of liked.
The first couple were okay. It made me question when they started doing like the Forbidden Zone and how the Statue of Liberty would get blown up and end up on the West Coast.
Yeah, don't understand how it gets there.
I don't understand any of that.
I understand the symbolism, but it's such a trope of, oh, look, the Statue of Liberty is destroyed, and all that implies, guys, find something new.
It's like the X-Men and how they're a really dated thing for racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
And yet we haven't learned a damn thing.
Nope. Yeah. I am kind of spent on the Planet of the Apes. The last one...
War was fine. It's a fine movie.
It's fine.
It's weird, but it's fine.
I like how it ended, and I hope that that's the end of it.
Yeah,
but we also have the Avatar franchise that also
they're owned by Disney. Well, it makes sense, they're already in their theme parks, so
yeah, so that's another one that's going to be
weird.
James
Cameron.
James
Cameron,
poor
greatest pioneer.
Poor Cameron. Gotta raise that bar.
James Cameron's raising the bar.
Evil corporation. Pick one.
They're Thanos now. They have all the Infinity Stones.
They do. But they do not have Tim Burton's Beetlejuice 2.
Apparently not.
Evidently, he is gone on record saying that they doubt that this is actually going to happen. And you know what? I'm okay with this.
Yep. It's one of those sequels that didn't ask for, would have watched, didn't ask for it, though. I know everybody's like, no, we need Beetlejuice 2.
No,
we
don't. You know what made Tim Burton so great before he started, you know, being Tim Burton, is the fact that he was not recreating the same. I have this idea for a story. Let's recreate it 15 times. No,
yeah.
He did Edward Scissorhands.
Stuff, yeah.
He did Beetlejuice, and then he did something completely different.
Fish.
Big fish.
No, that was based on a book.
I didn't know it was based on a book.
You are just doing it on purpose. You
I
are
also
doing
thought it
on
was.
Purpose.
I thought it was related to the band from the 90s, but it's not.
No,
it's not real Big Fish.
Continue. I apologize. I did mean to do that.
I didn't mean to sell out.
I didn't mean to sell out.
That's real Big Fish's hit from the 90s.
Yes. I don't. I'm fine with this. Dumbo is a bomb.
Dumbo.
Nobody
I didn't
is
go to
enjoying
see it,
this.
Because I don't care. I'm sorry. I didn't care whenever it was coming out. I if people enjoy it, great. But I don't need to see Danny DeVito in another top hat.
Is it bad that all I can think about is, Danny DeVito, I love your work?
No, and
because that's exactly what he did. He just redid big fish for Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because they, our review says it in a very fine detail of, to do Dumbo now is basically wrecking balling the entire old movie because you can't do
anything.
There's
any a of lot that. Of stuff you can't do.
You can't do it.
There, the elephant gets drunk, first of all. We're not even going to talk about the crows. That's a whole,
the
it's
race,
literally
the,
Jim Crow.
The
but
underlined racism.
Yeah, they're very stereotypical, but
if you're going to do it, there's a way to do it. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yes, they didn't choose that
and
path.
And instead of choosing that path, you gave it to Tim Burton, who just added stripes and called in
everything.
All
Eva
his,
Green.
All of his minions that he owns the souls of who have to do his movies.
Well, Johnny Depp wasn't in
there.
I was
going to say, was Johnny Depp in it?
Oh, no. Just because he owns your soul doesn't mean you're
going to
show.
He's the elephant.
But Helena Bonham Carter is no longer married to him, which is why Eva Green is now his new...
Ah,
yes, and if you noticed, Helena Bonham Carter is starting to age rapidly.
No, she's not.
Finally.
No, she's not.
No,
she
she's
actually
not.
Looks,
that's
the contract better. Was not sealed.
She looks better than ever.
She does.
That, yeah. That doesn't surprise
Tim
me.
Tim Burton, on the other hand.
Oh, see, she's the one who had the contract. He's starting to age rapidly.
He can't, no, he can't feel off of her anymore. No, he's...
Yeah, I mean, Michael Keaton, of course.
If I was married to that man, I'd have my own house, too.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite stories, is that they had separate houses.
I'm Michael
not
Keaton,
waking up to that.
I can't stand you.
Never.
But I still love you.
I love you, but from afar.
Keaton is great. Colin Farrell, I agree. I don't know how this man
like
is still a leading man. I mean, this guy is just...
I was going to say, I like Colin Farrell, but... I like him more as a side character, usually. 9 times out of 10. Like, there's been a few movies where I'm like, yeah, Colin Farrell, all right.
Side character and villain.
Right. He's a good villain.
Yes.
I liked him as Bullseye way back in the day.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I forgot he was Bullseye until I said that out loud.
I mean, and that, you know what? That is a perfect role for him. not this Dumbo travesty.
We'll
so Michael Keaton, of course, is...
He said no to Beetlejuice,
yeah.
too. He's like, you know, he was like, yeah, I've moved on.
Yeah,
to Birdman.
A long time ago.
Sir, I'm old.
Birdman.
But you know what? Birdman, for what it was, is a good film.
Yes.
No, he's
because,
a good actor.
Because it was like a way to do Batman again without doing Batman again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was perfect. Because it's him. That movie's about his life.
Oh, yeah. I
very
mean,
clearly.
The and the whole continuous shots and the movement
it's a beautiful
how
movie.
The characters interact and the transitions.
I think
I mean,
at
they're
this
great.
Time, we don't need a Beetlejuice 2.
We
no.
don't.
We like, what we need is something fresh.
Yeah,
not Tim Burton rehashing the same story.
Not Tim Burton adding stripes to
things. That's why I think I like Shazam, because we've never really gotten a big Shazam movie, and it's different.
I think it's definitely a time for it, and
Ant-Man
and Wasp.
Things, please.
Ant-Man and Wasp has definitely set the standard of everyone really does like this. The critics can pound sand.
I like
the
weird
fans.
Movies.
Have
well,
spoken.
Yeah.
The critics and the people making a lot of these decisions of what will the public these days like can need to be overthrown.
Well, yeah, because there's been a lot of movies where I see like some big critic on like IGN has given the movie like a 1.5. I'll go see it and I love the movie.
Yeah.
So I can't.
And everyone you talk to is like, yeah, that movie was freaking great.
So nowadays I try not to, don't listen to me because we write a podcast, but. Most critics I try not to listen to. Form your own opinions. But
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with getting advice from somebody.
No, I'll hear you out.
Yeah.
I'll hear you.
A little direction.
Out.
I'm sure that we will have our Shazam review posted on Thursday. Our avid film critic who requires that he rename I don't even know how to put it because he's just like, don't ever tell anybody who I am.
See, now I want to know.
He doesn't.
Are you going to tell me?
No.
Wow! And here I am, just like telling everyone who he is.
Don't tell anybody.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Well, can you tell me?
Don't tell him on the podcast.
Can you tell me in real life?
We can tell you in real life.
Okay, don't tell me on the podcast.
Don't
tell me. I'll be like Tom Holland.
Yeah, I know. You blab.
I mean, it's going to be so amazing. It's not a hair.
I think Red is more of a Tom Holland than I am at this moment.
Who's Tom Holland?
Is it me? Have I been writing these reviews in my sleep?
Oh. Yeah, he's the one who always spoils everything. That's why
they
Bumblebee Cucumber has to sit next to him to make sure.
Yeah,
they didn't give him the full script this time for Avengers.
Keep him muzzled.
I'm remembering some of this conversation.
What's his name? The
in my defense,
what's his name? name who played? What's the guy's name? Chadwick Boseman. He was
Black
saying,
Panther?
Yeah, somebody in an interview was asking him, like, oh, so what goes on in Endgame? He's like, I'm dead. I can't tell you. I was like, yes.
I wasn't there.
Yes.
I'm not there.
I was dead at the time.
Yeah. He's like, I'm dead. No, so
you
I don't
saw
know.
Where I was. I yeah. was
gone.
On the moon.
Dust in the wind, baby. Dust in the wind.
I didn't feel so good.
It was the perfect
okay?
response for not saying spoilers. Like, well, I'm dead, so.
I have no idea.
Can't tell you.
I think my other favorite actor who did like a no spoiler reveal was Eddie Redmayne. When they're mm-hmm. like, so can you tell us anything about Grindelwald? He's like, silencio. And he just like just stayed quiet.
Yep.
Now, and ours are spoiler free, but they are very precise and to
yeah,
the point.
They're detailed. They're yep. detailed to the point where it doesn't spoil the movie.
No. And he takes great pride in that. The man is a professional.
What if it's a woman, though?
You're going to be so surprised when I tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's actually
my
a 13-year-old boy in Holland.
Hi.
He shows up
oh.
in a pineapple
You're not
hat.
Talking about me.
Speaking of a pineapple, I don't understand
I'm 13,
this.
I'll never know.
Akira is actually going to be a live-action film. Director Takaya... No.
Taika Waititi.
Thank you.
Takaya Waititi.
Takaya
Waititi.
I was like, is this a Japanese man? Like,
it is.
No, he's New Zealand.
No, he looks Asian.
Taika Waititi?
He's from New Zealand.
He's from
is
New
he
Zealand.
From New Zealand?
Yes. You mean
he's got an
Polynesian?
Accent.
Oh, he might be Polynesian. What?
You mean like the Pacific Island, Polynesian?
Yes. I had no idea where it
an
was.
Island,
I didn't read the man's bio.
I'm
judging you right now.
An island in the Pacific like New Zealand?
New Zealand? Yes.
New Zealand doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah. Lord of the Ring.
You
it's,
really didn't know
it's Frodo.
He's from New Zealand?
I didn't. I had
There's
no idea where it was.
The
right?
Ring in New Zealand. Yeah,
I had no idea where he's from. I didn't read
he's
the man's
got an
bio.
Accent of Thor. What, did you think he was Australian?
Oh,
I didn't
you don't
listen
want that.
To him.
You don't want
the funny thing
you.
Is about reading articles is that the voice does not come through the page.
It's like
you
as
saw Thor the Dark or not the Dark World. That one's god awful.
Wow,
Ragnarok.
Yes,
he's Korg. That's that, him. That's just his voice.
That's like the equivalent of like. Calling
Korg?
A Welshman
Korg.
An Englishman.
No.
You don't
no.
want to do that.
No.
That's not him.
He's the Rock. Yeah.
Yeah
that's
him.
Who do you
that's
think that is?
That's Taika Waititi.
No.
That
yeah,
is.
It is. Here, I'll pull it up.
Bet you a dollar.
So that's because he's the director
he's
and
he's the director
plays.
And he's Korg.
Oh, God. Okay. I had no idea about that. And joining him as producer is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
I like Leonardo. What's wrong with Leo?
You didn't live through Titanic.
Yeah.
I did. I've seen it.
No, you didn't.
You
I saw it in theaters.
Were you in
you experienced Titanic. You didn't live through it.
You were prepubescent when Titanic came out.
You're right.
So you did not live through Titanic.
Oh, I wasn't there. You're right.
You weren't there. You were dead at the time. You were dead at the time.
But yeah, I don't know. I like Akira enough. But if they go more with the comic rather I love the anime. I do.
The anime is great.
But it changes a lot and it doesn't explain a lot of things and it leaves a lot of things very open in the anime and like I love it to death but it's so weird
the
I can't see this being live
I
action.
Can't see this being live action simply from this even like okay so step aside from the special effects because that's going to be all CGI for the third act of the film but
yeah.
the opener with the clowns and the bike chases
oh I love that
I whole
really
opening scene is tremendous well, I can't
are
see
we at
that.
Least know they can make the bike in CG because that was in Ready Player One.
Was in Ready Player
yeah.
One. But I don't want this in... I want actual props. I want physical... If they're going
to
do a live action,
I'd like
want
it to be real props.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Because I want to see this bike in real life.
Yeah. I'd love to see them make an actual physical bike.
I just think it's weird that's going to be in Neo,
Honda
California.
Made it? Okay. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, see, Korg.
I'll be dipped
Tiger
in
Waititi.
Shit.
Yeah, I showed her as well on the wiki.
Okay.
Ha-ha!
I did
yeah,
not know who it was.
High five.
I hated Korg.
What?
I hated Korg.
But he ran out of pamphlets.
I
that's the funniest part of that
that's
movie.
That's why I don't like him. He ran out of pamphlets.
He's not even supposed to be funny.
That's why it's funny.
It's a horror. No, it's not funny.
It's funny.
It is not.
Wait, you mean funny. Things that aren't supposed to be funny being funny is not funny to you?
No, it's
Wait,
not.
It's
oh,
you love what you love and you love what you hate.
All right. We'll agree to disagree.
I just... Oh, that's adorable.
What were we talking about?
I hated the Korg character
in Ragnarok.
I hated
the Ragnarok movie.
I was so just done with that.
What?
I was like, blah, blah, blah.
I hated the Ragnarok movie. Why is everyone talking like Rhys Darby?
I don't know who that is, so I can't help you.
It's Who played Korg?
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, what were we talking about before we started ratting on the best Thor movie?
Talking about...
Best Thor movie is the Thor movie.
No, Thor is god-awful.
No, Thor is god-awful.
But remember,
it's
he
dumb.
Shatters a mug, and then he returns and gives her a new one.
I don't like the first one. And the second, I mean, don't even get me started on the second Thor movie. It's boring.
There was a deleted,
it was a boring movie.
There was a deleted scene where like he does buy her a new mug. He's like, "I'm sorry, my actions were inappropriate. I hope I can come back for your delicious coffee."
Here's your coffee.
Yeah, he gives her a mug,
and that's fine. So if they're going, if they're going to do Akira, there has to be certain.
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
There has to be certain benchmarks and requirements. For
so is Akira white or is he Japanese?
Exactly.
That's what
you,
we don't
can't
know
whitewash
you can't
this.
You're doing a Ghost in the Shell. You're going to do a Ghost in the Shell. Don't do this, man.
People have started learning the Cowboy Bebop movie.
Cowboy Bebop
Has casted most of its cast.
Cowboy Bebop?
The main lead guy, it's the Asian guy from Harold and Kumar. So
Cowboy Bebop?
Which one?
Kumar.
Oh. Yeah, Kumar, clearly. Harold. No, I'm sorry, the not Indian guy.
India, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Is part of Asia.
I know it's part of Asia. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to get specific? I think he's Chinese.
I think
he
can pull off a Mandarin accent.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I assume he's Japanese.
I like how the looks from both of you.
I would like you to change the subject before I step.
But
I'm
anyway,
holding,
don't whitewash Akira, please.
I'm holding scissors. Do you really want to? Like,
it's an Asian bite gang.
Don't piss me off.
I'll find another, a way to stab you without scissors.
And another weird twist.
I can get creative.
She's going to use her
will.
Teeth.
And another teeth? Weird twist.
Ooh, is it
going to
be like Hunger Games where I can rip out his jugular with my teeth?
Okay, I don't know what Hunger Games you watched.
Oh, no. Do you not remember? That was one of the contestants that won the Hunger Games.
With only their teeth.
Yeah, like she had her teeth sharpened and stuff like that. And she ripped people's throats.
She was from the first district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked
yeah,
like
I could
shark.
Just see you as a
first or second. It was one
rabbit.
Of the, where they breed their people.
I think it was. I feel like it's second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever they bred their people to
the
be
first,
murderers.
The district one is the capital, so you're thinking of district two.
Well, yeah, because district one also took place.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah. It was just. I think they were more pretentious looking.
Yeah. It was one of the more pretentious districts.
Yeah.
Where they had money.
Sorry, I'm still imagining you as a rabbit.
It wasn't 12.
In a weird twist of fate, Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead for Netflix is going to star Dave Bautista.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
I
don't.
You know what?
Is this an original idea?
Yes.
Or is it based on something?
This is an original idea from Snyder, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder never. Died.
I don't trust his opinion on anything anymore after what he said about Batman.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Like, you think you can have kids' stories about Batman where your heroes don't murder people, but that's not realistic? And I'm like, yeah, that's the. Freaking point, dude. Like, that's why he's like that.
Why are you like that?
The funny thing is, though, I'm excited just because I like Batista.
I like Dave Batista.
I like this guy.
I've been rewatching a lot of the Marvel movies, and I think he's been my favorite part in most of those movies.
Yeah.
It's like he's great in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's fantastic in Avengers.
Well, and he's officially retired from the WWE.
Yeah.
He's called it quits, so he's basically following The Rock's roadmap, is
and,
basically.
And apparently John Cena, too. John Cena's trying to get it in that.
John
in that.
Cena's not going to make
yes,
it.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
yes,
not.
Yes, he is.
John Cena is still, he hasn't quit. He hasn't quit the wrestling.
No, exactly. Well, because it's his fallback.
I think it's his mainstay. He's not going to do it.
I like him as an actor. He's funny.
Not untalented,
yeah.
But he's still associated with the WWE, and I can't respect him as long as he does that. I can't respect the WWE as a company, and I can't respect someone who continues to be associated with it by choice.
Is it because of McMahon? Because he's
it's
gross?
It's a big part of it, but it has a lot to do with just the way they run, just the way they run their company.
His appearance in Bumblebee is good.
Yeah, I like him.
I've seen him in a couple of other roles, and I'm like, he's not dislikable, but I'm like,
what movie was it?
I'm not sold on
Batiste. Cock Blockers, that movie with him
in it. Not going to see it.
It's funny. It is genuinely funny.
I don't believe
it's one of those stupid like it's an adult comedy kind of things. But it's really, he's like the funniest part of that.
I look at that and all I see is Sausage Fest.
I saw him in.
It's better than Sausage Party.
Okay, Sausage
yeah, anything
Party
is better than Sausage Party.
Stupid and weird.
The cheese next to it in the refrigerator is better than that film.
You didn't even pay money to see this. I want my money back. That's how I feel about
it. I was going to say, I remember seeing that for free and going,
putting this
out
in the world.
No.
No, you all owe me money now.
Yeah. We're done.
Like, you didn't charge me money. I don't care. You owe me money.
Seth Rogen, I need you to take a step back, put the weed down for a minute. Think about what you just did.
Someone should have told him that after this is the end, but no, he made Sausage Party.
Can you put the scissors?
No!
Say you're much more aggressive.
You're way too aggressive with those scissors in your
hair. I like John Cena in, I think it was Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Amy
Poehler?
Yeah, where they did that Sisters movie.
I know what you're talking about, but I did not see it.
He shows up with a face tattoo. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny, and he's I like him as an actor just because he's really awkwardly funny because he's huge.
He is huge.
Just standing next to people, he makes me
laugh.
But
even Batista, as huge as he is, he still has played, I think, better characters than Cena and a better actor.
I'll give you that. But I just like all these wrestlers coming out, and they're like, we're going to be actors now. And I'm like,
they've always been actors.
It is.
I'm still.
No, wrestling's not fake.
Wrestling's so real.
Shut up, Colton.
Same
voice, though.
I'm still upset that I didn't see that Batista film with him and Jodie Foster, where they're running the hospital for.
The villains,
yes.
Right? Yeah. See, that could be a good, DC or Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Like, if they were super villains, that'd be really cool.
But with...
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited to actually see Batista crossover. I'm happy he's done with the shackles of the WWE. I don't think...
He apparently wants to be in James Gunn's Suicide Squad movie.
Dubbed
the Suicide Squad.
Wrestling is fake, but the concussions are real.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they actually do hit each other with chairs, but...
What I meant was, if you're choosing to be in the new Suicides movie, clearly you've had...
I really liked him in Blade Runner, too. He was really good in Blade Runner 2049.
You know what? Even the James Bond film that he was in...
Oh, yeah, because he's a bad guy.
He's
in that,
a villain
right?
in
yeah.
there. He kind of, takes the role of Oddjob from, the old then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a henchman.
He's a henchman.
He's, a big old henchman. It's
and
fantastic.
And he beats the crap out of Daniel Craig.
I'm a fan.
Craig would have lost that fight for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't want to spoil it.
No. He loses the fight. No,
he loses. Duh.
Duh, it's an act one.
So we'll see what happens with Batista's career. Cena, I'm still saying he dies with that. He's going to be like Hogan.
Nope, he's going to keep
going. Try and make it out, and he won't.
He's going to keep going.
He's Hogan.
No. Too many people like John Cena.
Hadouken!
Just because you don't like him,
Austin. I said Hulk Hogan.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I said I don't respect him.
Actually, I even saw Goldberg on CSI. Goldberg made it out.
Oh, that's right. I remember Goldberg.
And he's doing, other stuff.
Is Goldberg alive?
Goldberg is alive. And he's on
NCIS. Oh, God. Who was the one who turned into, a really, straight political guy? Was it...
Jesse the Body?
No. Was it The Animal?
Oh, no. It was... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was Kane.
Yeah, it was Kane, right? Kane. Yeah. And he was on some political talk thing, and he was just ranting and raving about abortion and everything like that. And you're like, ooh.
This is not helping your cause.
No, he turned into a
way over the top.
Crazy person.
A dingle.
Dingleberry.
That's a good one.
So the concussions are real.
Concussions are real.
He really got hit in the head with a chair.
Actually, I'm going to ask you to hit me in the head with a chair after I tell you this, because AMC has greenlit a third Walking Dead series.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
Why? What?
Yep.
Where's it? Is it going to take place in Colorado? Because that'd be funny as hell.
Red Dawn!
Yeah, see, there you go. Red Dawn with zombies? Come on!
The fact that AMC is not concerned about how dismal the ratings were for Walking Dead this season.
Or
let me tell you that
Walking
right
Dead.
Up front. Fear the Walking Dead actually has shown signs of life, albeit
the irony.
Only after they have introduced characters from The Walking Dead. So
that's right. Who crossed over? Was it Carol?
Morgan.
It was Morgan.
Who was one of the most redeemable and most intriguing characters out of the Walking Dead
cast. And
they're
cast. Like, how do we fix our other show? Put a character people like.
Mm-hmm. So they're That's going to do another show.
Okay.
Greg Nicotero is on this. So is Scott M. Gimple.
Greg Nicotero.
Thank you.
Is that why we need to be here? Is that the only reason?
Yes,
we're on
that's the
podcast?
Only way you're here. Just to correct me.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I
you love me?
I don't get.
Oh, do you
I do.
Love me?
Do you love me? I don't get it. Making more shows does not save the one that's failing.
Yes, it does.
No.
No, it's like they're sitting at a dartboard and they're just like, okay, we got all these options for different zombie shows. Just hit one. It takes place in Florida. They're already crazy down there.
I don't know what evil contract or what Dirk Kirkman has on the AMC family.
I was going to say, he's milking this so hard.
Because
they don't have Breaking Bad anymore.
Better Call Saul is coming
Better
back.
Better Call Saul. Preacher is actually really good.
Preacher's in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Preacher is just so out there.
I love Preacher. Yeah. I think I watched the first season. It's good. It's a good show.
It's not bad.
It's just hard to get back to.
Yeah, that's the one thing is I watched the first season.
What's
I watched.
Was it Cassidy? The vampire dude?
Yes.
Yeah, he was like my favorite.
Yeah, he's still in the show, which is nice. They didn't take him away for any seasons yet.
No.
That's the one thing is like a lot of people will get attached to a character that's a really good character, and then they'll just take him away, and it's like, well, now I'm not going to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. So far, Preacher has not done that. Except for one character I liked, but no spoilers.
No spoilers. In local news, it's that time of year again.
Taxes?
Am I recluse because of my allergies?
The name.
I've been sneezing a lot. I'm assuming allergies.
The name, the beer for Denver Comic Con.
Yeah, I put in my 2 cents, and they still haven't picked me.
No, they picked the five.
Yeah.
You can vote for them.
Yeah.
I think they're bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw My Bach to the Future, and I still think that was a better one.
Or
mine, I'll Be Bach. Like, come on.
The one that, it's a me, a My Bach, was...
That's the closest one.
I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. That made it in there?
It's one of those things that I think they pick the most, like, friendly. Yeah, highly marketable. Yeah, mm-hmm. There it is.
Well, you've got Endgrain, Oh My.
Yeah, Endgrain is a thing.
Lame. Brew Believer in honor of Stan Lee. I had three submissions for Stan Lee on this, and
yeah. Brew Believer. I think Brew Believer would have is no. Well, out of the choices, it's either that or Oh My.
No, Bach Machina is.
I like Bach Machina.
That's the leader right now. You can go over to the Denver Comic Con Facebook page.
It's not called Denver Comic Con.
Denver Pop Culture Con,
yeah.
And submit your vote.
You can also look on Breckenridge Brewery's website.
Yep.
It's on there, too.
It's on there as well. I guess I'm curious to see what the art will be, because I've got them all so far, so...
It we'll see. Again, last year's choice was, you know,
Raznarok.
And it's topical.
And it tasted like the movie.
So good.
Horrid and unnecessary.
Oh, I liked Raznarok. That was one of their better ones. The one with, what was the Snape one?
Snapricot.
That's my favorite.
That's been my favorite one because...
I Am Brute was mediocre IPA.
Way too huppy. Oh, yes, the Hulk Mash.
Oh, Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
The beer has never been really that bad. The raspberry was iffy, but I still enjoyed it.
I'm trying to think. Was it maybe it was I Am Brute that was just very hoppy, or if it was
I Am Brute. Yeah. That was the hoppiest one, and it was my least favorite, but I still didn't hate it. I still had like three glass worth. Yeah,
it's supposed to be hoppy.
Yeah. I drank out of a glass that I sent to Dwight.
I like the pictures that
Dwight washed it before he drank out of it.
Posted. They're missing the fantastic pour. From the first year.
Oh, that's right. That was, guess what? Fun fact. When they did that, I wasn't old enough to drink, I don't think.
They're missing two. So there's Fantastic Pour. And
you are. You
there's
are
one
old.
More that's missing. I can't remember what the other one is. But yeah, they don't have the that one pictured, which is actually kind of funny to me.
Yeah, look out for that release party because I'll be there getting drunk again.
I won't. I'm not standing in that line for that bullshit again.
Just want the mug. That's all I want. I just want the glass. That's all I care about.
That's fair. The glassware is always the best part.
I'll give you my beer.
Going to the bar that they designate as an actual bar, not in the convention,
yeah,
but actually going to the bar and actually being able to just get it on tap.
Yeah,
true.
Oh, that it's a fantastic experience. Yeah, they
actually drank any of their specials.
So they do it at the 1UP now. The 1UP in Lodo has started. Oh my gosh. Yeah, what is it, the tarantula that always has it? Because it's right across the street.
Let's not go to the tarantula.
This is a terrible place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So bad over there.
Hey, they got pool.
Yeah. That's it. I did not find any. Nothing is going
not a lot
on
of
for
news.
Video games.
Really? Borderlands no 3, Devotion getting banned?
Borderlands 3 is happening. We already talked about
that. No, we
that.
Talked that about last week.
Devotion getting banned from China? Or actually getting pulled from Steam?
Ooh, I have a new story about video games.
What?
The UK wants to ban Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Prince Harry?
Because Prince Harry is like...
Got schooled?
Yeah, well, he's like a family member of his... Or someone related to him, a younger person near him in some capacity. He's apparently addicted to Fortnite and keeps playing.
That's what he keeps saying.
He's like, it's ruining our economy. It's ruining our children. It's ruining all. He went on this rant that was pretty comparable to mine, if I don't say so myself.
I mean, like,
he wants to ban Fortnite.
Well,
in the UK.
I can understand the point of view and stuff like that because of mental health and stuff like that, especially when it comes to video game addiction. It's pretty.
He basically called it an addiction.
So,
but that's any.
It's ruining
anything.
People's lives.
Yeah, but it's even worse because Fortnite is catered to the younger generation. I wrote papers before. They can't distinguish between reality and fiction and what is supposed to, like.
Well, that just
it affects
their real life. Bastards out in the sun and actually have to do something. Just because they're hooked on Fortnite, they're going to find something else to supplement.
Man,
it
hooked
for.
On Fortnite.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hooked on hooked Fortnite on does Fortnite, not have the same hook as hooked on
there
phonics.
There is a story where there's a horror game called Devotion that actually got pulled from Steam. Because of the fact that they found... like
causing seizures?
No, it was actually... There was a poster inside of the game that was making fun of the Chinese president. So a lot of Chinese players
were upset
about that. So Steam had to pull it. Yeah, because it was made by a Taiwanese company. And
Shots fired.
Yeah, basically
literally.
It's kind of... like the game is based off of like PT. Kind of like PT, Layers of Fear kind of thing going on. And granted, it does have like that a really creepy vibe because it's like... a horror story inside of someone's apartment.
Right.
So, it looked really good.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
interesting. I watched Jacksepticeye play it.
So it's off of Steam.
It's off of Steam.
Damn it.
Yeah, it came out February, and it's off of Steam because of that.
I never got to play it.
Apparently, it was also called the Winnie the Pooh thing, because apparently it's like basically kind of calling him a moron. So they were not happy about this, and they had to pull that from Steam.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Yeah,
maybe they'll just change the game and re-release it, because I've seen developers do that before where... they'll censor something or change something just to fit.
Yeah.
Then so it's not offending people.
Yeah. Nope. Apex's patch failed on Wednesday.
Oh, so
I heard.
Yes, on the same day of the tournament.
No, it lasted for about 3 hours and then it came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was a lot. It was really fast. They also had the massive ban wave too, so a lot of cheaters got banned.
I was gonna say because they've had a cheating problem for a little while, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I mean the game came out January, February, and stuff. So I mean,
it's still new.
Yeah, it's still fairly new. But they had like massive ban waves, and they're hardware bans.
Yeah, it makes me sad though because the Titanfall 2 servers have been pretty empty since Apex came out.
Yeah, but hardware ban.
It's made by the same people.
But hardware ban though. Yeah. That no matter how many accounts you make,
they know who you are.
So like, I think that's actually kind of funny. And then people
are
like
the hardware ban better. I think the hardware ban is a more permanent thing. Like, you cheated, you screwed up, you're done.
You're out.
Regardless of whether or not it's a free game and stuff like that, you're not losing. Anything,
well, because it's so competitive, you have to.
It was funny though because I did see there was a streamer that had a cheater on his team. He was playing Pathfinder. Whoa. The cheater was Lifeline. It was on his team. So what he did was that he set up a zip line and stuff like that near a cliff. Mm-hmm. The cheater didn't hop off right. Like if you hop off right on time, then you'll land just fine.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and they just flew off the map, died off of the cliff.
Yeah. See,
like,
cheaters never win, man.
It is probably the worst. Like
gamers don't do drugs. Wait, no, winners don't do drugs.
Winners do more drugs.
They do Addy.
They do much more.
What's wrong with Adderall?
They do.
Don't at me, bro.
They do a lot of Adderall.
All right. Well, that wraps up this week. Be sure to stop by and see us this weekend at
Dink. Bring me beer at Dink.
Yes, Aaron will need copious
private
copious
cheeseburger there.
Of
you
beer.
Will be private cheeseburger. I will try to be there.
I'm you know what? I should go buy a big bag of McDonald's and just hand out cheeseburgers.
Mayor McCheese? Like they did at...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like or yeah, like Mayor McCheese at Dragon Con.
Yeah. That, was that guy was hilarious. Great. He just hanging out cheeseburgers to people.
He hit me in the head with one. Yeah.
It was amazing accuracy for a cheeseburger.
I'm going to go on Sunday.
All right.
Just send me the address because I'm going to get lost.
Downtown, Civic Center Park,
downtown.
Nichols.
You said words and I don't understand.
I know you don't. But that was for
we'll
everybody
send you
listening.
A GPS address.
Yes, because Tao just will get lost.
Yep, bye.
So if you see Tao on the street, please help.
Yes,
help me.
Help.